This week's parsha is Parsha's Naso, and in this week's parsha, the Torah comes and tells us about the Birchas Kohanim, that Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Aaron vel Bonav Lemor, speak to Aaron and his Bonav, his sons, Lemor, saying, Ko sivarchu es b'nei Yisrael, so shall you bless the children of Yisrael, Yivorechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, and Yor Hashem Panav Elecha v'chinecha, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha v'yasem lecha shalom, the bracha that we're all so familiar with. Interestingly, this bracha is exclusive for the Kohanim at the exclusion of all others, which is very difficult to digest, asks Rav Zalman Sirotskin. Why? Because it's very difficult to assume that a Kohen Am Haaretz has greater kochos than a Talmud Chacham Yisrael. And yet that's the case. The reality is that this opportunity to bless Klal Yisrael was given over LeKohanim B'nei Aaron. Says Rav Zalman Sirotskin, V'afilu Heim Hedyotim, even if they're simpleton, they're not educated, they're not Talmidei Chachamim, they're not Tzaddikim. They're the only ones that are able to dochin, they're the only ones that can be mevarech kol kal Yisrael. Even over the gedolim batorah b'maisim tovim. So you have a person that can barely read a pasuk in Chumash, and he's coming and he's blessing the gadol ador in shul on one of the shalosh regalim. It's a very difficult thing to digest, and perhaps we could offer some insight into why that is so. Additionally, the Torah comes and tells us in this week's parsha that, just give me 1 second. So the Torah tells us the Torah juxtaposes the idea of the Sota and the idea of giving the Kohanim their gifts. As the Torah says, V'chol trum l'chol kotche b'nei Yisrael, asher yakrubu l'kohen lo yiyeh. The Torah tells us, and every portion from any of the kotchim, the holies, that b'nei Yisrael bring to the Kohen shall be his. And then, v'ish es kidoshav lo yihiyu, a man's holies shall be his. Ish asher yitein haKohen lo yiyeh, and what a man gives to the Kohen shall be his. And Rashi comes and says something very insightful. Rashi comes, Ma kosov l'mayla min ha'inyan. What connection does the idea of truma and a person giving a portion of his produce to a Kohen have to do with the idea of Sota talking about a wayward wife? So Rashi says, V'ish es kiddushav lo yeh, im atoma akev matanos hakohen, if a person is ma'akev, if he withholds the matnos kahunim, the gifts that are given to a Kohen, chayecha shetitztarech lovo etzlo lahavi lo es hasota, you better be rest assured that you'll eventually have to come to the Kohen while bringing your wife who was perhaps is being suspected with being with another man. So it's a very interesting drash, a very interesting understanding in the smichos ha'inyanim, in the connection of ideas between giving truma to a Kohen and the idea of a wayward wife. Though perhaps I would like to offer a different insight as to why we have these ideas connected. It has to be simply more than if you don't come to a Kohen and bring the produce now, you'll have to come to a Kohen later. Okay, it's an interesting idea, but there might be something more to it. And our third and final question is, we spoke about the idea of the wayward wife, the wife that is being suspected of being unfaithful to her husband. So the Torah tells us that Daber al b'nei Yisrael, speak to b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta aleihem, say to them, ish ish ki tista ishto, any man whose wife shall go astray, and umala bomal, and commit treachery against him, v'shachav ish osa shichvat zer v'nela me'ne isha, and a man could have been with her, but it was hidden from the eyes of her husband, and she was secluded with this person. So what happens? The husband gets jealous. Vehevi ha'ish as ishto el ha'kohen. So this man brings his wife to a kohen, and ultimately they bring a karban, and the kohen brings her near, and then the kohen takes the mesota, and he takes from this, he places the name of Hashem into this water, and again, ultimately she has to drink it, and if she drinks it and she comes out okay, then she's shown to be innocent, and if she's not okay, then ultimately she's found to be guilty. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks a very interesting question, and he says, why are we going to such great lengths to prove the innocence of this woman? After all, we know that the Torah comes and tells us about the Parsha, the idea of Edim. That the idea of Edim, two witnesses come and give testimony. They can verify what the status of this...
How did you know that the bathroom was over there?
I said the was here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So the Torah comes.
I don't mind.
The Torah comes and gives us a very interesting halacha. The Torah tells us that you have to come and you have to drink this water. Why is it not sufficient enough to simply produce two Edim and let Edim come and verify whether she's innocent or guilty? If there are two witnesses that can come and verify her innocence, then she's innocent. If two witnesses are coming forth and saying she's guilty, and they can verify her guilt, then she's guilty. Why is it necessary to come and create this entire process where we bring her to a Kohen, they bring a karban, they write the Shem Hashem upon this parchment, throw the parchment in the water, she ends up drinking the water, and then ultimately if she's found to be innocent, she's innocent, and if she's found to be guilty, she's guilty, and ultimately she's going to die. Why is it necessary? So listen to the words of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He says as follows. He says, "V'afilu im yavo navi," even if a prophet would have come, "V'yagid b'shem Hashem," and to said in the name of Hashem, "Shelo zinsa ishto," that this woman was not mizana, she was not, she didn't go astray. "V'hare anu mitzuvim lahamin l'kol divrei hanavi," and we're commanded to believe the words of the prophet. "Aval ein ze eladin," that's the letter of the law. However, says Rabbi Yaakov, understanding the psychology of a man, the teva ha'adam, the nature of a person, be'inyanim elu, in these matters, shelo yotze ha'chashash milibo, the suspicion of the man towards his wife would never ever leave. Ela im kein hu batuach bidavar, unless he was absolutely certain, ba'ofen mitzuasi, unless he was absolutely sure and certain that indeed she was not, she had not gone astray. And therefore, Tzivsa HaTorah, the Torah commands, Limchos Hashem Hashem, to erase the name of Hashem, Ulahashkos Hazamayim Hamarim Leisha, to give these bitter waters to his wife. V'yezeh habechina, and this will be the test. L'das es ha'emes, to know the truth. V'arezeh ki'ilu kaviyachal ba'atzmo. It's as if he himself is made alisha zu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's been made, is testifying about this woman, she'tahorehi, that she indeed is pure, clean, and ready to go back to her husband and live a wonderful, beautiful existence. So explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky the idea of Eidos, even though al pidin, that would be sufficient enough, because that's what the Torah tells us, is a halacha when we have suspicion about anything. When there's a murder, we have Eidim. When you want to come and give testimony about a person, you come and produce Eidim. But here, Eidos would not be effective. It won't be impactful. The husband, the Baal, would still suspect his wife. And that is the reason why we don't produce Eidim, but rather the only Eidos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going through this entire process. So it continues Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. We find that the Yesod, the foundation, the principle of the Parsha of Sota, is not to punish the person that sinned. Rather, it's Adarabba, it's just the opposite. Lahavtiach shehazakayis, that the one who is innocent should be looked upon as innocent and pristine, be'enei bala, in the eyes of her husband, without any doubt about her innocence. Essentially, the idea of sota is to allow a husband to produce an ayin tov, a positive eye towards his wife, to allow him to see his wife in a totally different vein. Before, he suspected her of being an adulteress, and now he appreciates her and he has a greater sensitivity and a more different understanding, a more positive understanding, an ayin tov towards his wife. And I believe that is how we could understand the connection between truma and sota. So Rashi comes and explains that the reason why we have the parsha of sota next to the parsha, or following the parsha of truma, it's because if you don't give the truma to the kohen, ultimately you'll have to come to the kohen at some point with your wayward wife. So what I want to suggest is that, what does that mean? It means essentially that, why is a person not giving truma? A person is not giving truma because he's miserly. Alpi din Torah, alpi din, a person is obligated to give very, very little to truma. There isn't a necessary amount that a person has to give. Miser, there's a designated amount. Bikurim, there's a designated amount. Truma, there's no designated amount. However, the Chachamim came and they said that if you are a person that's kind and compassionate and giving, you give 1/40th of that pile of grain. If you're an average person, you give 1/50th. And if you're a stingy person, you're going to give 1/60th. So comes along the Torah and tells us that the idea of truma is not only to give to the Kohen, it's to give with an ayin tov. It's to give 1/40th. Be generous, be kind. Because that type of person who's kind and generous will ultimately never look at his wife in a suspicious way. He'll never have to assume that she's guilty. It's only the person who doesn't give truma in a kind way, in a considerate, in a compassionate way, in a way where there's an ayin tov, that's the type of person that will be suspicious of his wife, that will ultimately have to bring her to the Kohen Because he has an ayin ra. And then they'll have to produce the water to teach him how to have an ayin tov. And that is precisely the explanation. That is precisely the explanation as to why it's the Kohen and only the Kohen who gives the bracha to Am Yisrael, even though there are tzaddikim, talmidei chachamim in shul. And one would think that how could a Kohen Am Haaretz bestow blessing upon a Talmid Chacham who's a tzaddik? So comes along Rav Zalman Sirotsky, he says, no, it specifically is the Kohen. Why? Because it's the Kohen Shemekor Parnasasam, that the root of their Parnasa, of their livelihood, is Matnas Kohanim Me'ez B'nei Yisrael. It's the gifts from B'nei Yisrael. And therefore, Ubevadai Rotzim Hema Bahatzlachas Yisrael. They certainly would want the success of B'nai Yisrael. Vaday rotzim hema b'hatzlochas Yisrael u'birchosam bracha b'pnei shehi ne'emeres me'umka deliba. They're the ones who have an ayin tov. They're the ones who appreciate that their parnasa comes from b'nei Yisrael, and therefore when they're going to give their bracha, it's going to be heartfelt. It's going to be with heart. It's going to be with a tremendous amount of sensitivity and care for Klal Yisrael, because they're the ones that ultimately have the Ayin Tov.